What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. 5 o'clock. Top story of the day is everything that happened at the NFL League meetings. It's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Mike Jones on the scene in Minnesota where the tush push survives. Mike, we should have known this was coming. It always works. I mean, it's like, what is it? What do they say? 92% of the time? I think that's what the Kelce brothers say.
Right. It's an unstoppable play, and even with the most powerful, NFL people trying to get a stop against this play, the Eagles live to see another day. Exactly right. We should not be surprised.
We shouldn't be surprised. We should have seen it coming. Of course, Mike Jones, senior NFL writer at The Athletic. So, Mike, ultimately, why does this survive? It comes up 2 votes short on the ban. What are the teams that couldn't quite get on board with it saying, and what are folks around the league saying of why this play ultimately survives at least another year, if not farther than that?
Well, one thing that a lot of people who, even if they didn't particularly like the play, they didn't like the idea that it was like they were coming after one team that's really good at running this play. Because, let's be honest, it's the Philadelphia Eagles who have this thing perfected and are almost automatic on it. And Jerry Jones himself said, he wouldn't say which way he voted, but he said, I have to ask myself, am I salty against this play because it's the Philadelphia Eagles that run it, or is it a play that needs to be taken out because it doesn't look like what's going on football-wise with passing and throwing and everything like that. It's warfare. And I have to ask myself, and then he was asked, okay, so which one is it? He said, I kind of flip-flop back and forth. So even him, a divisional rival, admitted that like part of him doesn't like it because it's Philadelphia. And then, so I think there are a lot of teams that were kind of like that. Is it just because it's the Eagles? Is it because it's unstoppable? Or is it because it's not really a football play? And there just weren't enough people. You remember in March, it was 50-50. 16 teams said get rid of it. 16 said leave it. It was hard to swing 8 votes to get 24 votes of people saying, yeah, it's not good for football to have this play. Because, ultimately people know it's because of the effectiveness of it. If they ran this play and were not effective with it, nobody would care. But it's because it's like a 97% success rate and they can't stop it that they are trying to get this thing removed. And so that's where we stand.
So the list of teams that voted against the tush push ban per Adam Schefter's sources is kind of funny to me in that realm. You have the Eagles, the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, the Jags, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans. So the only AFC East team that voted for the ban is the team that runs it in the Bills. Meanwhile, you have some of the biggest rivals of the Eagles, such as the Lions in the NFC, voting for it. The Commanders, you know, Dan Quinn has been very on message saying, we just got to find a way to stop it. His owner voted to ban it. Do you take anything out of that list or anything else interesting that people said before we put this debate to rest once and for all?
No, I mean, it is interesting to see who's for it, who's against it. Now, some people who voted this time around were more so voting in favor of the rule to not allow pushing or pulling at any point on the field. Because, remember, 2004, they removed that for downfield. And then in 2022, they did instruct officials, hey, if you see a pushing and pulling downfield, blow the whistle more quickly. End that. And they weren't really enforcing that. So now you're going to see downfield, if there's more scrums and things like that, they're going to blow the whistle more quickly. You're going to see, even with this type of situation, Troy Vincent, I talked to him off to the side. He said, if the guy is moving forward still, then that's forward progress. But if there's a little bit of a scrum and he's turning and his shoulder pads and he's facing the sideline and twisting and not moving forward, blow the whistle. Don't just let this twisting and shoving and pulling ensue. So we'll see things cleaned up a little bit, but largely, Troy Vincent said this, Jason Kelce said this, most of the time Jalen Hurts is still moving forward even before Kenneth Gainwell comes up behind him anyway. So the Eagles are still going to be pretty unstoppable because they have the only quarterback in the league that can squat 600 pounds, and they have a really massive offensive line that is really technically sound on this type of play. And so the way that you beat this is don't let them get in 3rd-and-2 or 4th-and-1, and then this isn't an option.
Mike Jones, senior NFL writer at The Athletic, with us here on The Hoffman Show today for Not My Beat. NFL wrapping up their owners' meetings in Minnesota. By the way, we had Brooke Pryor on yesterday, and I said the spring owners' meetings. She went, you know, it's like 40 degrees, right? Is the weather better for you guys today at least?
No, it's terrible, man. And I have to say, like, I don't know what's going on because I looked at WeatherBug before Monday when I was like packing and it said 80 degrees and sunny. I did not pack a jacket. I land yesterday and it's cold and it's windy and it's pouring. And I actually had to look around to make sure that I didn't get flown to the wrong airport. And then like something with the weather changed. It's still 40 degrees. It's still cold. It's wet. It's dreary. Not at all like we had Palm Beach down there in March. And I know nobody cares. But I'm salty that it's so miserable outside.
I mean, it's like 32 or 31 or whatever of like some of the world's richest people that get to pick anywhere in the world. And they picked Eagan, Minnesota. And like all due respect to Eagan, Minnesota, but normally they do this in like the Biltmore in Phoenix or Palm Springs. So why are you in Eagan in the first place?
Right. And the last year was this time for the second spring one was in Nashville. Let's do that. You know, I'm not complaining about that. Like this is, I don't know, man, like, it was a shock to the system to step off and see that my weather app was so terribly wrong.
Not to go too deep into weather stories like we are in already, but remember 2 years ago at the Combine when it changed dramatically and all of a sudden it went from like 60 to 30?
Yeah, that was not very fun.
Yeah, I landed on the day that it changed and didn't look more specifically at the weather, and I thought I was gonna be able to like land in Indy and go for like a nice run on the Riverwalk, and I didn't realize that the high of 65 was literally at like midnight, and it was just plummeting. And by the time I landed at 9 a.m., it was gonna be 38 degrees. So, I understand the weather switcheroo is really what I'm telling you, Mike. That's it's not very fun. Anyway, apropos of none of that, the NFL did actual business. The Lions tabled their or withdrew their proposal to reseed the playoffs. Obviously, you do that if you know you're not going to have the thing get passed. But what were the discussions like, and do we think there is a future where there is some caveat on a division winner getting an automatic home game? Is there support for some reform, even if it's not what the Lions proposed this time around?
Yeah, I asked a lot of people about that too. And here's the thing. These owners and coaches and GMs, team presidents, they see winning a division as a really highly coveted thing. And it should come with a reward of home field advantage. Even a lot of guys are saying, hey, so what? You finish slow. I mean, you start slow. If you're able to turn your season around and you scratch and claw your way to a division, even if your record's not great and you win that division, hats off to you. And so people did not like the idea of, you know, winning a division and then getting nothing out of it. And so that's why that is staying the same. Now, say they go to 18 games, and I know the NFL thought that, hey, maybe this will make the late season game more exciting. Say they go to 18 games, maybe they'll be willing do it after the first round. But still, for now, a lot of people just feel like, what's the incentive of winning your division if you're not going to get home field advantage out of it? And that's why they basically decided, okay, there's not enough support for this. We're not even going to leave it up there to a vote. We'll just continue to talk about this and see if there's other ways we can find to make this better in the future.
The NFL also announced today the Hard Knocks teams for this season. The Bills going to get the preseason treatment. Then the NFC East in division, which is obviously very exciting here in D.C. The Bills part of it first, though, Mike, I thought playoff teams didn't have to do Hard Knocks. Did they change that rule or did the Bills just go like, no, we're good. Come inside our building. Let's show you what we're made of.
I don't know. We didn't ask that question. But I think that, look, they're in the business trying to find the most compelling football. And I think that they saw, look, the divisional look inside the AFC North, which was teams fighting for playoffs, was really compelling. And so they feel like, look, let's put some of our best, our biggest stars. Look, we got the league MVP and Josh Allen. Let's give to them a look inside there. And it's going to be compelling football, compelling watch for fans. And so I think that, it's something that teams are embracing more, not seeing as much of, a pain like it was when, for Hard Knocks first started.
What are you most excited to see on the NFC East side of things? Is there a particular team that you're interested in how, whether it's Sirianni runs his locker room or what Dan Quinn's saying? I know there's going to be the Jaden Daniels arriving at 4:30 in the morning montage. We know that's coming. What are you most excited about the NFC East version of Hard Knocks?
I want to see John Mara talking about, how painful the last year was. I want to see Jameis Winston lose his smiley demeanor and body slam Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson, just snapping. That quarterback rivalry would be entertaining. That'll be the train wreck of the aspect. And I think, the Eagles, Washington, that should be compelling. Cowboys, those rivalry games, there'll be some great behind the scenes stuff. But I think the Giants will have some wacky stuff with their quarterback room.
That is a great call. I hadn't even thought of that because I was thinking about the good teams. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Giants are in there. It's like, oh, yeah, that quarterback room, you could not put together a better comedy in the NFL. Please get us as much footage from that room as possible. Last order of business that went down yesterday, Mike, was the NFL approving their players playing in the Olympics. The PA puts out a statement this morning saying, we're really excited about this. This is very cool. Players are getting to live out a dream of winning a gold medal, but we also look forward to the negotiations on ensuring they can do so, knowing their jobs are safe with injuries and all that kind of stuff. How many hurdles are actually left? This is a significant one. But how far away are we still from this becoming a reality for Justin Jefferson or Lamar Jackson suiting up for Team USA in LA in 2028?
Well, Justin Jefferson has been working hard with the league to expand and promote flag football. But when we asked him about playing in 3 years, he was kind of like, we'll have to see how my body is. I think he's like 27 right now. So he's going to be 30-something. We'll see if he still has interest. I think if you're going to do it, you have to have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. Maybe Lamar Jackson. It's got to be one of the two of those guys. But it's going to be interesting to see what other guys. A lot of guys are expected to raise their hands, as Troy Vincent said. But USA football will be in charge of selecting who makes this team. The rules are a little bit different for flag football, not like what we saw with the Pro Bowl. So that's going to be interesting. But everybody is on the same page. They want to make this happen. The NFL is going to make sure they give the protections that the players need as far as like injury and compensation protections and things like that. As Troy Benson said, nobody wants to be the bad guy in this. This is a thing that everybody sees as a positive, a rare opportunity to represent your country on the global stage because, I remember when we were kids, there was a Reebok commercial. Emmitt Smith was always trying to lobby to get the Olympics to let football in there. And, it was like a pipe dream. Well, now these guys get the opportunity to play kind of like the dream team. And be showcasing their game in a different version, but still an exciting version. So it's going to happen. It'll be interesting to see what the spike in interest is if they do it beyond 2028 for NFL players, or if it's just something for this time to kind of launch the game and also use a springboard to the pro league that the NFL is going to be starting for men and women.
Mike Jones, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, writing about all of this at The Athletic. Mike, appreciate your time. I'm sorry your trip was cold, and here's to the next owners' meetings in a warmer location.
All right. Thanks a lot, Craig. I'll see you.
All right, that's Mike Jones, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, let's pick up on the flag football combination. We just so happen to have a guy who plays a lot of flag football that is a part of the show. There's only two people. It's not me. So Anthony will give us the full breakdown of what is different between and like the skill sets that are needed for flag football. And then at 5:30, we're going to have a little draft. We're going to draft our own flag football teams of NFL players. It's all coming up here on the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who doesn't love a sports talk radio draft in the middle of May? The answer is nobody, which is why we're going to have one in 10 minutes, but I need to know what I'm doing first. The NFL has allowed players to play in the 2028 Olympics. That vote went down yesterday. What they're allowing them to play is flag football. Luckily for us here at the Hoffman Show, our producer, super producer Anthony Haney, when I say our, I guess my producer, because if we're separating me and you, Anthony, we're it. We're the show. There's no secret third person around here. So you, half of this show, we're going to rely on you to inform us all non-flag football players who watch 11-man NFL football and college football on a regular basis. What we need to know about flag football, specifically me, so that then hopefully I can crush you in a draft in 9 minutes where we each are going to pick a flag football team, pretending that the Olympics was this year, not in 2028. We're not going to do the future projection bit. We're just going to be like, all right, now that we know what skill sets we're looking for, let's draft a team. So, Anthony, What can you tell us about what the flag football is that's going to be played in the Olympics in 2028?
I mean, the most important position will definitely be quarterback. I will say that. And to be honest, it's going to come down to what your cup of tea is. I think if you want, you know, a QB that's going to be able to scramble, you're probably going to want somebody that's very shifty because they'll have to elude or evade defenders and things of that nature. Like a Patrick Mahomes in the NFL, he can definitely, you know, keep the play alive. But I think in flag football, his flag is probably getting caught. Like, it most likely is.
Now, he's pretty shifty.
Yeah. I'm just saying in the backfield, I don't know, man. Because you see sometimes defenders diving and, you know, lunging at him, and they're missing him. I think with the Lamar, he's getting you all the way out of the screen. And that's the kind of guy you need, because all you got to do is be able to reach and grab somebody's flag. It's easier than, you know, tackling somebody.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so I definitely think quarterback is the most important position. And then I think defensively, I think that's where you got to, you know, have your emphasis. Because, again, if you can limit the other team from scoring, I think you'll be able to win. So you need real athletes on the defensive side of the ball. I will give you this hint. I think Travis Hunter will be a perfect person for this kind of draft. Just because he is versatile. He can play offense, he can play defense, and he's just an all-around athlete, to be honest.
That's a great call, because I was thinking about the defensive side of it. So it's 10-player teams, mm-hmm. five on the field at a time.
Yep.
So how much five-man have you played?
I don't play five-man.
You play seven and nine, right?
Yeah, I play nine-man. I play eight-man. I watch five-man, though. When we go to Nationals, they have every style down there. So I understand five-man. And they play on a smaller field.
70 by 25 is the field.
Yeah, real small.
Two 20-minute halves, four downs to midfield, and yep. four downs to score.
Yep.
No run plays within 5 yards of the end zone?
Nope. It's a little, they have these lines on the field where you can't, like, run.
So, all right. Yeah. All right. So then, like, when it says 10 players, five at a time, they typically have like five offensive guys, five defensive guys, or are there like two or three guys that probably are going to play both sides at the very least?
It depends. Again, it's the makeup of the team. So if you only have seven players down there, you're going to have five.
No, we're talking about in the Olympics. We're talking best case scenario.
Oh, yeah. You're probably going to have five.
Not your Nationals, all due respect.
Yeah, you're probably going to have five offensive, five defensive. You're going to have somebody tag the ball. You're going to have a center. And then everybody can go out except
the quarterback. So take me through a flag football play. So it's there's a guy who's snapping the ball.
Yep.
Is he going between the legs, or is he doing like a sideways underhand?
It depends like how he wants, but usually it's like between the legs. But like he's in a position where he can hike and then run kind of thing.
So okay, like, so but he's an everyone's eligible.
Yes, everyone is eligible to go out for a route. And some of the routes they come up with is really good.
What's the rush situation?
You can rush, you know, as soon
straight
as,
up.
Yeah, as soon as the ball is tight.
Do teams rush, or do they just play man on the back end? I guess it's probably play man.
Some play zone, actually. Some play zone, and it might turn into a man. But for the most part, I think it's more zone than.
But
it
I guess that's a bad question. They play coverage, or do they try to? Is there at least one rusher on every single play? Pretty much.
Yeah, somebody's trying to get out.
Okay, so they're not going 5-on-4 on the back end and letting the quarterback sit back there or with the spy or whatever.
But I will tell you this, like sometimes, so like if you're rushing from the right side, then the quarterback can leak out to the left kind of thing.
So you just got to run at him and hope he's not super mobile.
Yeah.
And how deep are they lining? Because like immediate pressure, that's a problem.
They line up like 8 to 9, 10 yards like behind the line of scrimmage. Just so if they want to throw the ball, they can throw the ball. And if they want to, you know, evade, shake somebody, then they can do that as well. Also, in five-man flat, you can, like, jump and, like, spin. And it's all types of stuff that you're not allowed to do in the other styles.
Oh, so, you like, spin moves and stuff are legal.
Man, Craig, some of the guys, they're ducking down like this, like, walking. Like, it is very fascinating how, you know, they evade defenders. It is crazy.
So what's the most important aspect of the game? Is it the passing game, or does the running game wind up? Like, I guess also, how does you can just do handoffs and stuff?
No, I mean, I wouldn't do a handoff in five-man. But
they do more like jet sweeps and stuff like that?
They don't really do jet sweeps, to be honest.
How do they run? It's just the quarterback runs.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he can't run within 5 yards of the end zone?
No, can't.
So you have to score through the air?
Yes.
Or on a long run?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is very fun. A lot of people have a lot of fun out there. I don't play five man. It's too many styles of football that I would be playing. So I just, you know.
Why do you prefer 7 and 9 versus 5?
I like the physicality in 9 man. 8 man, I don't play much 8 man.
There's 8 man too. We're doing even numbers too.
Well, I don't play 7 man. I play 8 man and I play 9.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I play 8 man and I play 9 man.
And why is it more physical? Because there's
so in 9 man you actually have a line. You're missing two guards, but like everything else, it's
a center tackle situation.
Yeah, and then tight ends. If you want to run double tight, you can. We run the ball between our linemen and things like that. It gets very physical. It gets very physical.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
All right.
It's also just more, it's similar to like real football, just without the pads and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like you can block people, you can run the ball, you can stiff arm people. And those other styles, you can't stiff arm people.
Can you stiff arm in 5 man?
Yeah, you can do that in 5 man.
So you can spin and you can jump, which you can't do in 9 man?
No. You cannot do that in 9 man.
Pure brutality, 9 man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's different.
I'm intrigued. Okay. Now that I know what I'm doing, I feel much less confident about my ability to.
I will say one last thing.
Yeah.
I think the most important part of flag football is being able to pull the flag. So I think you need some really good flag pullers. I went down to the Pro Bowl. People like Zaire, he was out there missing flags. I'm like, dude, you got to break down. Like, it's hard to grab them flags. Like, you think you got it, and you don't really got it because they're constantly moving. So it is really an art. Being able to pull flags is an art. Hmm. I struggle sometimes at it, but,
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not everyone can be Anthony Haney, especially Pro Bowl linebacker Zaire Franklin.
Exactly.
Can we please cut this clip and send it to Z?
Okay, I'm going to let him know.
I'm sure you already have. All right. When we get back, Anthony and I will draft our own 5-man flag football teams amongst current NFL players. And we'll see if they're any good. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. All right. It is time. For a draft, it is time for Anthony and I to pick our 5-man football teams for flag football as if the Olympics were this summer. So that is an important caveat, Anthony. We are not trying to project out to 2028 when this will actually happen in Los Angeles. And we're just going to say, based off of what we know about these players right now, we're going to pick what we think is the best 5-man team made up of NFL players. Real quick, as our resident flag football expert, of the 10 guys that are going to play for Team USA, how many of them do you think will be NFL players? Like, are we talking 5 and 5? Because they've got, like, there is a Team USA flag football team that already exists, and, like, it is a different sport. And to that end, like, some of those guys are going to make it, if not many of them. How many do you think, like, what's the split here?
I mean, if they really wanted to make it NFL players only, to be honest, I think all of the NFL players could, make the team. I think they're better athletes than, the flag. I think the quarterback is ultimately what makes the biggest difference in this style of play.
Okay, we got a call. Should I take this call first before the draft?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, VC wants to give us more info on flag football. I'm all about getting the information and then doing the draft. I'm trying to be as smart as possible here. VC, what else can you tell us? And Anthony, I don't know that my mouse has let me pull him up over here, so if you could do the honors. VC, what can you tell us about flag football that we should know as we look ahead to 2028 now that the players, it's been approved by the NFL that NFL players can participate?
Great day, Craig. Oh, man, thank you for letting me come on, man. Anthony did an excellent job of explaining it to you, but I want the people to understand flag football, you have to be creative when it comes to running the ball and pulling a flag. Like he was saying, the way the quarterbacks maneuver in the pocket, there's a hip swivel that they do where they can just twitch their hips real fast and the flag moves. And where, what you're looking at to grab is gone. And then how he explained, in 5-man and 4-man, they have contact and non-contact. So in those type of styles, it's where sometimes the receiver catch the ball, you can't even block for him. You literally have to stop where you are. So all the creativity has to come from the runner, whether it's stop and go, juking. Like you said, it's no stiff arms, but in nine-man where it's more physical and you got the lineman, we see a little more, we call it bodying up. When you want to pull a flag, you come in and you put your shoulder or something on a body part of theirs so they can't maneuver the way they can maneuver when you can't make contact with them, and then you pull their flag. So it's real creative, and I know a lot of the NFL guys, they're used to having that equipment on. So that body up method, like in nine man and eight man that we use, they may not be so used to that, or, you know, approaching someone without something protecting their face. Because like Anthony said, it gets real physical, especially that nine man with those linemen and then running the ball, you know, in between the tackle or the guard area of the football field.
That's good stuff, VC. And that's the thing is like this. So with the five man, I'm trying to think if there's anybody that I want to draft that's just like can't handle the physicality of the NFL, but in a situation like five man, their shiftiness, you know, the human joystick element of them. That's I'm trying to think of some names. There's one name that in your call there popped onto my draft board. So I appreciate the call. Anything else on five man specifically that we should know?
Five man specifically, it all depends on contact or not. I also know, like you said, you can't do any jumping when it, like, even at the goal line, you know, you have to go through. You have a lot of people, instead of jumping, they'll guide themselves out of bounds and reach the ball over with one hand, how we see when somebody's about to get hit. You'll see that a lot in five man as well, without the contact or being able to jump for the end zone.
All right, man. VC, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, brother. Good luck in your draft, fellas.
All right. Thank you. All right. And by the way, I just quick look at the rules here. Just pulled it up, and hopefully, you know, some of these Google searches these days, Anthony, the AI has been proven to be not exactly super relevant, but super good. But the AI overview of the Google search here: key rules, no contact, all forms of contact are prohibited, including blocking, tackling, diving, and screening. Players wear two flags attached to their waist. A defender tackles by pulling off one or both flags. Teams play with five players on the field at a time. No linemen. Forward passes. All passes must be forward and received beyond the line of scrimmage. Direct handoffs are allowed behind the line of scrimmage, and there are no restrictions on backwards passes. 7-second rule. Quarterback must release the ball within 7 seconds of receiving the snap. There is a no-run zone close to the end zone. Where only passing is allowed, and touchdowns are worth 6 points. Teams can then attempt an extra point from the 5-yard line or a 2-point conversion from the 10. A safety is worth 2. Olympic flag football follows standardized international rules set by governing bodies like the International Federation of American Football. All right. Them's the rules, Anthony.
Are you ready?
Yes. But we're now in a weird time situation. I think we take a break, come back, do the draft.
Right,
let's do that. All right. When we get back, the draft.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are in an unprecedented era of NBA parody. Jerry Brewer wrote about it in a column for the Washington Post. Jerry's going to join us at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, it is time for a draft where Anthony Haney and I will pick flag football teams for the non-existent 2026 Summer Olympic Games. We're doing this as if the Olympics were this summer. NFL players now allowed to play in what will actually be the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Anthony, I will give you the number one pick. Or let me ask you this. Do you want the number one pick or do you want the number two pick? I have my board in front of me on the old tablet. Do you want the number one or number two pick?
I'll give you the number one, Craig.
See, I actually feel like that's the correct strategic decision because once I'm going to take a quarterback one, but once I take one, you kind of don't have to take one.
Yep.
Should we pick quarterbacks and then do the other nine dudes?
No.
Okay, fine. All right, that's fair though because that means I get my pick of quarterback and then you get the best of the rest. All right. With the first overall pick in the Hoffman Show flag football draft, the Hoffmaning Hoffmans take Lamar Jackson.
I love that pick for you, Craig.
It just, at some point, taking the guy who's really shifty, can throw from all arm angles, is super creative, and nobody can catch when he starts to run, seems like the most obvious pick.
Yeah. I like the way you think then.
Yeah. QB2 is harder. Lamar, I think, is the correct answer at one.
Yeah, QB2 is hard.
All right.
All right, here we go. So this is snake, right? I get two and three?
No.
Oh, it's 1-1-1?
Yeah, the way that you get the next, like you can now save your quarterback for the last pick. That's enough of an advantage. We don't need to do a snake draft.
Okay. All right, well, with my first pick, this one might surprise you. I'm going defense, Craig.
Oh.
I'm going defense, and I'm going Pat Surtain.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. He is undoubtedly the best defensive back in the league. He quietly might be the best defensive player in the league.
Hey, look, he was defensive player of the year last year.
He's insane. And in flag, to have a dude that can shut down one side of the field, that's mega. All right. Looking hard at my wide receiver board here. Hard at my wide receiver board.
You got a lot of options.
I do, and it's just trying to figure out which one is the best one. I'm going to go with the guy who I feel like, has the best release package. He might have the best hands. And the one way that you try to stop him in the NFL is get physical with him, and you can't get even quite as physical. But he's not a guy who's as much... Actually, no, I'm not going with that guy. I'm going with the guy who's just the most explosive athlete, who just is a straight up, like, launch him out of a rocket. If the whole thing is we got to get the ball to the guy and let him run, then Ja'Marr Chase is the correct answer. But the third overall pick...
Oh, you're going Chase!
I'm going Ja'Marr Chase. Who's more explosive than Ja'Marr Chase?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but Tyreek Hill's never going to be on one of my teams.
Yeah, I figured you weren't going to draft him. So when you started saying the most explosive, I'm like, I know he's not talking about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and also, is Tyreek Hill anymore? I mean, yes. I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, he did not look as good this year, on top of all the other stuff.
I mean, if Tua's not there,
he's getting, like, for 28, I don't know how much of a factor he's going to be because he is getting up there in age. Tyreek Hill's been around a while. I'm not even like trying to talk about all the other stuff. Like, genuinely, Tyreek Hill as a guy who...
This is year 10 for him, I think.
Yeah, like he's about to be on the wrong side of 30. Welcome to the wrong side of 30. All right, fourth overall pick. Who you got?
Oh, man, you took Ja'Marr. Dane, do I go defense again?
You could.
Actually, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going Travis Hunter.
I really considered going him third.
Craig, for flag football, so, like, I understand, like you said, like, Ja'Marr has great release package.
I mean, I was going with someone else when I was saying all that stuff. He also has all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's Ja'Marr leads the NFL. Like, Ja'Marr almost had, like, I think, like 1,000 yards after the catch this year. It was stupid.
Yeah. He's nasty. I'm going Travis here just because he's just – a pure athlete. They're not going to be people that press him in five-man flag. He'll have his one-on-one opportunities, and guess what? My quarterback will be able to just throw him the ball up if need be. Go make a play, sir.
What's more valuable in flag? Pure speed or, like, if I have a guy that's got, like, good speed but a feel for it all, can make, like, all the contested catches and all that stuff?
I think the latter.
Okay.
Because the field is so small. Now, if it was a way bigger field, all right, maybe.
That is a good point. All right. Then my next pick, I'm going to go with the guy that I almost went with last time, Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Like.
So your receiving core is crazy.
Releases, hands, and a sport where we have to, like, everyone in the whole world knows Justin Jefferson is getting the football. He still gets the football. Kevin O'Connell's great, but, like, some of that is Justin Jefferson. So I'm going JJ. With the fifth overall pick in the draft.
Okay.
And I also trust that, like, these dudes can play some DB too. I don't know how deep we're going to get. We're just going to go till we're out of time. So we're going to see if we get all the way to 10 on our roster here. But
yeah. Okay. With my next pick, you're probably going to hate this pick for my offense anyway. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it as a football player. He sucks.
I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Wasn't on the board, but I appreciate you.
My team looking solid right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, we're gonna pick at most 20 players in the NFL. Like, we should have good teams, and you also get to cheat and not
pick my quarterback.
Pick your quarterback till the end. All right, do I go defense, or do I try to?
Yeah, your offense is loaded, man.
It is.
You got some talent over there.
I think I'm going to go one more dude on offense.
Okay.
Before I invest in my defense. And I'm going to go with the guy who came to mind when VC called. And he talked about just making dudes miss. Who's better at that than Saquon? He's also a guy who can catch. Like, yes. Part of the appeal of Saquon is the physicality. He's big. He's hard to tackle. But when you talk about a juke package for running backs, the dude did a reverse hurdle this year.
Well, there's that. I think when it comes to juking people in pads and flag, it's two totally different things.
I personally, if
I was you, would have gone with Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's the other running back that's on my board. And Jahmyr Gibbs is great. I think Saquon's ability to set people up, to get in space, he makes dudes, and I realize they're trying to tackle him. They're not trying to pull a flag. But he makes dudes literally catch air. He jukes people clean out their shoes in the NFL. And if you're just trying to lunge at a flag as opposed to trying to like actually make contact with the dude, I feel confident that if we get Saquon in space, we can do some damage.
Okay.
And like think of all the home runs he hit last year.
Yeah.
I feel good about that pick.
All right. I'm gonna go offense here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go Malik Nabers.
He was definitely on my list. He is talk about a guy who's explosive. Holy cow.
He's nasty.
All right. I'm gonna finally go DB here. I just gotta pick which one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see who you go.
I've got four that I like.
Uh-oh. Whoever you don't go, I'm going.
Well, I could also get. There's probably two guys that are at the top of the list in terms of coverage guys. One of whom just got paid. One of whom is going to get paid within the next year. If it's just coverage, I'm going to go Sauce.
Okay. You can have Sauce.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking that boy, Jalen.
Are you taking Ramsey?
I'm taking Jalen.
Interesting. That was not the guy that I was thinking of.
Who are you thinking then?
Well, then with the next pick, I am taking Derek Stingley.
That one's good. That is good. That one's good. That one is good. I don't know. I like my corners big, physical. In flag football, they like to throw a lot of jump balls. I think I have some athletes. Pat, Travis, Jalen. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, like I can get JJ out there on the outside for a jump ball situation. Like I feel all right with some of my receivers playing both ways. But yeah, if I Sauce and Stingley as cover corners, yeah, I also feel good.
Okay. All right. I do need a red zone threat, and I'm torn. Because Kelsey, he's on the back nine.
Very on the back nine.
I'm torn between, all right, I'm going to do it. Even though he did cost the Ravens a game, I'm going Mark Andrews as my red zone threat.
Okay. That's such a mistake, but that's fine.
You think I should have gone Kittle?
Nope. I'm going to tell you who you should have taken in a few picks. All right. Next up. This guy could also be a red zone threat. I'm going with a pass rusher. Because you get one.
You about to go Micah Parsons?
I'm going with Myles Garrett.
He is an athlete.
He is 6'5", 290 pounds. He has a 40-inch vertical. I think we can use him in the red. He's also got the biggest body ever. Like, hi, this is my house that's on wheels and has a rocket booster attached to it. I'm going Myles Garrett. I did think about Micah. There's also one other defensive end that's like a kind of a sleeper flag football specialty pick that I'm interested in, but I'm going to go with Myles.
All right. Well,
I think if we go quick here, we can get to 10.
All right. Well, you're taking Myles. I'm taking Micah.
All right. You're taking Micah. My next pick, I'm going to go with another DB, and I'm going to go with a guy that I think is super flexible, and I'm between two guys, but I'm going to go with the more athletic guy, and that's Cooper DeJean.
I love that pick.
He can play nickel. He can play safety. He can play outside. Like, he showed some great ball skills with that pick in the Super Bowl. Cooper DeJean, welcome to the squad.
Okay. You're taking this one's very slept on, but I saw him down at the Pro Bowl this year. I'm taking Buda Baker.
Okay. I don't hate that.
He was nasty out there at flag, so I'm taking Buda.
Yeah. Buda's a good pick. All right. Number nine, ninth round pick here. Do I do it? Or do I just go with another receiver? I could circle back. Yeah, this is easy. How am I getting him in here? With the ninth round selection, I'm taking CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, you can have him.
Like, CeeDee's my slot with JJ and Jamar outside? Are you kidding me?
You do have a nasty receiving core.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're not worried.
All right, three more picks. Let's roll.
My QB that I'll be taking. Patty Mahomes.
I think that's probably the correct answer. Jaden is the other guy that was on my board. If somehow you decided to take two quarterbacks and took Pat and Lamar or something. All right, my final pick is the tight end you should have taken, Brock Bowers.
Is he a red zone threat, though?
He's an everything threat.
He's nasty. Oh, and that is a great pick. That is a great pick.
All right, last pick of the draft. Who you got?
Last pick of the draft. I'm torn. I need a receiver, to be honest. I'm going to go. Actually, no, I'm going to take a running back.
Gibbs?
I'm going to take Gibbs.
That's a good pick. All right, the other guys that were on my board were Jaden, Jameson Williams, or Jameson Williamson. Jameson Williams. I thought about him with just the pure speed. That was the guy I was thinking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, wait, no, the 6 CD. The only other defensive player that I was like really tempted by that pick where I took CD, Fred Warner, best cover linebacker in the league. Put him in the middle of the defense and let's get some organization going. That could have been fun. Kenyon Mitchell, Kyle Hamilton, and then two other guys that are just pure freaks as pass rushers. Shamar Stewart, who just got drafted. Yep. You don't got to worry about him tackling. Just get the speed. But on that same token, Nolan Smith. Runs a 4.3 on the edge.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting one. All right, that's our draft. If you're watching this on demand and on YouTube and you want to leave a comment and let us know who won the draft, do that. If you're listening to us live, well then, Jerry Brewer's next from the Washington Post.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.